Al-Tariq, talk to us and tell us, how did this founding come about?
Well, good morning, everyone. This founding came about because I needed this space 36 years ago. At 15 years old, I became homeless right down the street here, Bradley Court. I had lost my mom. My father was away in prison. And I didn't think that being me and my four brothers being at my grandmother's house where there were already 12, 13 people already there, I didn't want to be there, you know, because it wasn't a place of a sanctuary. You would think that somebody is 15 years old, they should have loving people around them. They should have people around them protecting them. They should have people around them making sure that they're okay. That wasn't the case for me. So for 6 weeks, I was homeless in Bradley Court, you know, sleeping from, you know, abandoned apartment, car to car. It used to be an old Getty gas station right there on the corner of Munn and South Orange. And that's why I would, you know, go to and use the restroom or just hang out all day, you know, bumming for change. But long story short, Leaders for Life was developed to provide opportunities for young people who lost their way.
So as somebody who has experienced this type of adversity in your life, mm-hmm. you knew what was needed.
I knew what was needed. I had dropped out of school. There wasn't an adult around to care for me until I met, you know, Gary Woods, who was my sophomore English teacher. He actually came into Bradley Court and found me and kind of took legal custody of me. And we moved right up the hill, right up Tremont Avenue into Orange, where I think it's called Seven Oaks.
Yeah.
A mile away from where I was, but a lifetime away experience-wise. So he got me back in school. He gave me discipline, gave me structure. Got back on the football team. I was All-State my senior year. Got a college scholarship.
Well, that's how I originally met you. This guy's a football star.
Yeah,
you don't know?
Football. And, you know, I ended up coming back home to William Patterson. I was a, you know, three-time football, All-American football player. Played for the Miami Dolphins, you know. So when I came home, I knew I wanted to coach, I knew I wanted to teach, and I knew I wanted to work with young people because that was the opportunity given to me, not knowing that I would do it the way I've done it. You know, coach high school football for 20 years and met amazing young people like Kaya. And
tell me about Leaders for Life.
So Leaders for Life is a nonprofit organization that I started. It all started as a mentoring organization back in 2008. And then we became a after-school program, mentoring program, after-school program, middle school program, middle school transition to high school program. And in 2017, we created this space for young people who are disconnected from the traditional high school. And now we're an alternative high school. And since 2007, we've graduated. Kaya is one of 210 young people. Well, actually, we are a 54-year-old, so we've graduated 210 people who previously didn't have their high school diploma.
Why are these numbers that you're telling me important?
They're important because, you know, what are you going to do without a high school diploma? Right now, they may seem like a lot, but it's really not because there are over 7,000, 8,000 young people between the age of 17 and 22 who are disconnected from no public schools. So if you take that number, which is a small number, we're grateful. It's a small number, but there's so many kids out there that we still haven't reached, and we need to continue to move forward and get those kids into spaces like Leaders for Life.
Right, and so, like, after this pandemic thing, man,
after the pandemic, the number swelled to over 10,000.
Absolutely, because mm-hmm. this has been a wild roller coaster
Absolutely.
For everyone
Absolutely.
Who had to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, you know, we're going to bring her in here in just a minute. And I'm going to have my man play a song while we take a quick breath. You're tuned to Quest Community Vibrations. Hey, man, Quest Youth Radio is what? Are you with me? Quest Youth Radio is what?
The best
youth radio on 89.5 FM. Oh. Okay, that was the sounds of Prince, and you're tuned to Quest Community Vibrations, better known as Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio, from the campus of Seton Hall in South Orange. We're doing it this morning with Al Tariq White, the founder of Leaders for Life. And right now we have Kaya. Kaya, what is your last name?
Diaz.
Kaya Diaz.
Yes.
And what was your experience? Because from what I understand, you've had adversity in your life as well.
Yeah.
Okay, can you kind of talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, really, I grew up in a loving home, both my parents. And I don't know, something happened between me and my dad. Our relationship didn't really go like how I thought it would. So that kind of messed up, you know, my reality and how I wanted to really, you know, pursue my dream, because I don't have both my parents in the house right now. So it's just me and my mom, and that kind of disrupted, you know, the believing in myself and how I wanted to, you know, like my outlook on the world was different now that I didn't have my dad. And coming to Leaders for Life, I didn't know Mr. White, but like the energy he gave off and the love that he gave as soon as, like, before I even got into the program was just, like, astronomical. Like, I was like, who is this man? Like, you know. And when I got into the program, of course, we had to do work, had to take tests, you know, be a scholar. So I was still struggling with, like, the mentality of, you know, I don't have, you know.
Confidence.
The confidence and the same support that I had. But coming to Leaders for Life and having Mr. White as my principal and as, like, kind of like another father figure, he helped me to be consistent in my work, stay motivated. And the program, one thing that really stuck with me in the program was before we even started, he asked all of us what was our why we wanted to be in the program, why, you know, we came to the school, and we had to stick with what we said.
Tell us your why.
My why was for my mom. Why I wanted to be in the program for my mom, to prove to my mom and to myself that, you know, I want to follow behind her footsteps, and that's what, like, I'm literally doing, because she's a social worker, and she graduated from Seton Hall in 2006. So when we were doing our college acceptance, you know, not college acceptance, but, like, we were doing, looking up colleges where we wanted to go to, I wasn't going to pick Seton Hall. That wasn't my first choice at all. I wanted to go to William Patterson, because in the program we went to college trips. We had people from different colleges come in and talk to us.
So wait a minute. I have to stop this. Stop the presses, just so I can
want to do. So I had changed my major from biology to social work, and I focused on specifically clinical social work and the sociological aspect of helping people with their mental health and how their environment affects them, you know, and their ability to get aid and get services and, you know, in their community. And what sparked this interest in me was my mom and also Mr. White, and how his passion for helping the community. And when I was in a program of Leaders for Life, he not only spoke on what he did, but he showed us, he gave us an opportunity to see, like, one-on-one how the community is affected and how education is important and how their community affects, you know, whether people elevate in life or not. So that's what really sparked my interest in my major coming into Seton Hall.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And I know you're going to do well. Now, Al Tariq, I'm going to bring it back to you. So we're in a new school season. Mm-hmm. How does one find you to enroll? How do I get you? I have a student, or I'm a student myself. How do we reach you?
Right. Well, we're located in Newark, 84 Clinton Place. The number is 973-855-4950. But we're also on Instagram. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. If you just look up Leaders for Life, you'll find all our contact information. You know, the program has grown over the last 5 years. I mean, just last year alone, during the pandemic, we graduated 53 young people. Mm. So the program is effective. The program is working. It's not just about me. It's about the team over at Leaders for Life. We have an amazing team that does a lot of different things that they don't even get paid to do. So it's a passion for us. It's what we were called to do. And working with young people like Kaya and many others has afforded us an opportunity to expand. We're actually looking to expand into Trenton. We have some meetings coming up where Trenton wants to have Leaders for Life down there, Philly and D.C. But it's not about it just expanding. It's about being able to expand at the right space, because there is a back end to what we do, and it need to be in place, you know, in order for us to be successful.
Okay, so I did look it up online. I saw a Leaders for Life program in Florida, if you can believe it or not.
Oh yeah, well not the one. The one where they threw the L's up though.
Well, of course I know it wasn't you, yeah. Right? So that does it for our broadcast for this morning. We are honored to have had you here this morning, and I trust that we did our due diligence to make you feel comfortable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so take it away, the real deal, Justin Hill.
It is now time for us to end the show today, and today was a great show. We did have guests, and I did talk about Ruby Bridges and Rule Rock 9, and make sure you check out our